So you're 50, 55 years old. You know, barring some unforeseen circumstance, you're going to retire in about 10 years. The thing is, for whatever reason, your real estate portfolio is either mostly or completely debt-free. Now, your choice is, I can just keep collecting all this income. Maybe I can buy notes with it. Maybe I can just finish paying off my primary residence. Maybe I can take a couple of years of it, 3 years, whatever, go buy that cabin by the lake I've always gone to instead of, you know, renting it from Frank next door. There's all kinds of things you can do with that cash flow if you insist on waiting the 10 years. Let me give you an alternative. Encumber that portfolio all over again. You've got 10 years to pay it off. Because if you can borrow, let's say you can borrow two-thirds of a $3 million portfolio. That's, give or take, $2 million. For $2 million, which, by the way, is tax-free, almost every single time you do that on a pure refinance, it's tax-free by definition of the IRS. So now you've got $2 million. Of course, you don't have the thousands of dollars a month of cash flow anymore. You're back to where you were when you started, give or take. But think about it. What if you originally bought all that portfolio with a median interest rate of 4.5 to 5.5, but when you did this, they're 7? You don't care. You just borrowed $2 million tax-free, fixed rate 30 years at 7%. If you go and say you went to the Bald Guy Note Fund, you start making 8% right away. Maybe you don't want to buy notes. Well, you're making right away $160,000. Your management is to go online and make sure the electronic deposit of the 8% hit the bank account you told them to use. But you did it to buy notes. And let's say you are always yielding at the bottom of the range. The range is about 12 to 15%. Now that's going to change over time. I remember in San Diego where you didn't buy a note at a discount where you didn't make 15 to 20. It always changes, just like anything else. Now it's 12 to 15. Let's use 12. That $2 million at 12%, you're barely making under $250,000 a year. You're making $240,000. You're making $20,000 a month. You think you can pay $2 million loan off pretty quickly? Nod your head yes, emphatically. You think you can do it in 10 years? Geez, do you think you can do it in way under 10 years? Yes, you can. You can do all kinds of things with it. Maybe you don't care. Maybe you're going to take 10 of that 20,000. Oh, wait a minute, you're paying taxes. Don't forget that. So let's say that $20,000 is a whole lot of 14 a month. Add 14,000 a month to $2 million in payments, you'll pay it off, and you'll pay it off in time because you're also getting cash flow. You still have 30% equity. What's going to happen is you're going to hit retirement, and those things are going to be free and clear again. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, it's far more likely than not that that new part of your portfolio of loans, notes, which was probably at least $3 million in face value, likely a little bit more, has paid off probably 40 to 60% of it at least. And the current numbers say the average note for a home is paying off in about 9 years from origination. We just said 10. So if you're going to do that, you have the ability to hit retirement again with your $3 million of real estate free and clear, and you can make that choice again. What have you done? In 10 years, you refinanced at year zero. You had 10 years to retirement. You've been investing at that point for probably 25 to 35 years. You can rinse and repeat again if you want and refinance them again just before you retire, get another $2 million. Or you can just call it a day, because by the time you got your EIUL, your notes inside your Roth wrapper, your own personally held notes, and your real estate, how many cruises can you take, for heaven's sakes? How many villas can you rent for summer in Florence? How often can you be on the Mediterranean in the little beach condo? You see what I'm saying? It all boils down to the more options you have, the better off you are.